Biden tries to revive DACA amnesty. By Neil Munro on September 27, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, will issue a draft regulation to revive all or part of former President Barack Obama's DACA work permit program for roughly 800,000 illegal immigrants. DHS is complying with the July 16, 2021 order issued by the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas, which prohibits DHS from granting initial DACA requests, an agency statement said Monday morning. The Biden-Harris administration has appealed the Texas court ruling. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, policy was created by Obama in the run-up to the 2012 election. It protects younger illegal aliens who were brought to the United States as children by their parents. It gives the migrants exemptions from deportation and provides them with Social Security cards and work permits to help them compete for Americans' blue-collar jobs. The program allows employers to hire more illegal migrants. The program also gives the Democrats a victim group of TV-ready migrants, now dubbed Dreamers, to help Democrats and businesses to shame Americans who want to protect their national labor market from migrants. For example, Mayorkas declared Monday that the Biden-Harris administration continues to take action to protect Dreamers and recognize their contributions to this country. However, the proposed regulation will likely be reviewed by judges as a potential violation of Americans' right to have their immigration laws be set by their elected members Congress, not by political appointees in DHS. The draft regulation says that DHS might not provide work permits to the illegals. Breitbart News reported on the judge's decision in July. Even defendants' intervenors' own experts could not escape the reality that DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, congests the workforce, wrote Judge Andrew Hannon of the United States District Court in Houston. The pro-DACA team admitted that WORC authorizations and deferral from deportation provided by DACA allow recipients to better compete with legally present workers, Hannon wrote on page 19 of the July 16, 77-page decision. The decision bars the award of additional work permits to DACA migrants but does not yet revoke the work permits held by roughly 650,000 illegals. DHS violated the Administrative Procedure Act with the creation of DACA and its continued operation. The DACA memorandum and the DACA program that it created are hereby vacated and remanded to DHS for further consideration, as requested, Judge Hannon wrote. DHS is hereby enjoined from approving any new DACA applications and granting the attendant status. Many polls show that labor migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and raises their rents. Migration also curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates.